You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another epic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul, and today we're talking about how can you find an airspace authorization for an area that you need to fly. What happens if you were to get a request to fly in an area with controlled airspace and they only gave you 2 weeks to fly the mission? Here with me today to answer that question is Mr. Vic Moss. Vic, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you much, sir. Always a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure. I love that backdrop, by the way. Just makes me think of beautiful Colorado.
Yeah, but it's raining outside right now. It's kind of a bummer.
Oh, it's also a great excuse to be inside and working.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, guys, so Vic, the question today is, you know, a lot of people are frustrated. They're waiting 120, 150, 160 days.
Yep.
Some of our members are, at least, to get airspace authorizations. And a lot of people have been asking me a couple questions, and we'll hit them kind of systematically. But number one, how do I find airspace authorizations? Number two, how do I fly under those airspace authorizations? Does the other pilot need to be there with me? And, you know, number three, what things do I need to do to actually be in compliance with that airspace authorization? So let me answer number one just really quick. If you are looking for airspace authorizations for specific areas, DroneU does have a specific page called Where in the World, where you can actually find other drone pilots who have authorizations in different areas of the world. Or if you're just too lazy, you can go to the DroneU community Facebook group and ask someone if they have an authorization.
But number two
is really the big question, Vic. I mean, let's say, so I've been flying a lot of stadiums, and it has been a bear to get authorizations for some of these areas, especially in these tight time frames. So I've had to go out and find other authorizations as well. So does the other pilot have to be there in order to fly under these authorizations?
No. Next question. Oh, no. that has been a source
of contention.
Discussion. Gotcha. Yeah, kind of ish, but more of a point of discussion really than source of contention. It came up about 3 months ago, maybe 2 months ago, between myself and Mark Brissett, another DroneU member. And some of the wording on the authorizations, on the 10741 authorizations, is ambiguous, or can be interpreted as ambiguous because, you know, the FAA wrote it. So Mark actually sent an email to uashelp@faa.gov. Great guys run that, by the way, and gals, I'm sure. But he basically laid out this 4 or 5 paragraph email, said, hey, do I have to be there, basically, is what he said. And the response he got back was, if I remember correctly, and I quote, no, not at all. So the FAA was being very succinct about it.
You sent an email as well, correct?
I did. It came up about 2 months ago. No, not even that long ago, about a month ago, September 19th is the email, as a matter of fact. Actually, today's 27th. It was just a few weeks ago. Wow. Time flies when you're not paying attention.
When you're having fun flying drones.
When you're having fun flying. That's right. And I did, I wanted, you know, once is, yeah, maybe, but twice, if you get the same answer twice from a government agency, that's a pretty good chance they know what they're talking about.
Unless you're calling another agency and they say, don't take anything that our representatives to say as law.
Exactly. But if you ask the same email address, the same question, and you get the same answer, I think that's a pretty safe bet in my book. And so I did the same thing, and I was very specific. I said, quick question. This is, again, to uashelp@faa.gov. Great email address. Do we have to be present for our airspace authorizations to be used or just available as responsible person by phone while the operation is ongoing? I know we're still responsible for safety, but if we trust the PIC, and that's very important, can we still allow flight from off-site if ATC can get a hold of us via phone? We're hearing two different things, because at that particular point, we're hearing two different things. And then I got back from them, again, on the 19th. I emailed on the 30th, so it was last month, but it took them 19 days to get back to me. And this is, again, this is very succinct and very non-FAA, because it is so succinct. This is the entirety of the email. The responsible person does not have to be present so long as there is a way for ATC to communicate with the PIC in case the flight needs to be grounded. That's it. So there you have it right then and there. You as a 10741 holder are still the responsible person no matter who's flying underneath it. So if something goes wrong, it's your tuchus in the sling. But you do not have to be present to let another person or rent out to another person to use. So yeah, there you go. FAA says, go for it.
Wow. So as long as you notify ATC of the pilot's phone number, or...
You don't even have to do that. The way I do it, I've got somebody who uses mine out at Centennial fairly frequently. I trust him implicitly, probably one of the best pilots in the country and very responsible.
Are you talking about me again?
No, not you. but if you wanted to use mine, I'd be more than happy. I'd give it to you. I wouldn't even rent it to you. He has to call, because for Kappa, you have to call 30 minutes before and once you're done. And I tell him that he has to call ATC that 30 minutes before, give him my authorization number, his name, and his phone number. And I also ask him to give his VO phone number, because he has to fly with the VO because it's in my authorization, which we'll get to as well. And then he has to text me to let me know when he's in the air. And that way ATC can get a hold of not only him, but myself as a responsible person. ATC also has to be able to get a hold of me during the flight. So let's say I'm flying out to California for a shoot. I cannot let somebody else use my authorization while I'm in the air.
Unless you have some sort of way of communicating with them.
They have to be able to reach my cell phone. So I guess I could leave my cell phone with somebody, because that's my contact number on my authorization.
Gotcha.
And then by the time I get to California, one of a cell phone. So yeah, you know, if I'm in the air, no, I'm not renting my authorization up. It's not going to happen.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. So one other question I have, a lot of people are throwing out numbers. They're renting out their authorizations to different pilots. And I have seen some absurdly expensive numbers.
Yep.
In fact, someone recently, in my case was like, you know, I'd love for you to fly in this location. It'll be $500 and I get to film the place. And I said, well, I can't let that happen because my client has explicit rules about using their name in anything whatsoever. And if you even unintentionally do it, it's my butt, not yours.
Exactly.
Well, luckily there was someone else in the area who had the same authorization, actually a little bit higher altitude, which was even better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he said, well, I'd be happy to do it for $200. And this is like a 2-day excursion. It actually ended up being a 4-day excursion, and he didn't even charge us extra for that.
Oh, nice.
And you know, like at the end of the day, that wasn't really that much money, but I think it's good for people to hear, you know, I know Doug has been renting authorizations. I know you've been renting out authorizations. So
I've actually rented one to Doug. Yes.
what do you charge?
I charge a reasonable amount. I charge $50. At least that's what I tell people. Some people, this particular person I'm talking about, I was like, you know what, $25, because I'm not in it to make money. However, if I don't know the person or aren't 100% empirically confident that this person's not going to screw something up or not go above my 150 or 100-foot limit, they have to pay me to be there as a VO. And that's going to cost them $300 if it's a 2-hour job, if it's an all-day job. And in all honesty, unless I have absolutely nothing better to do that day, that's not going to happen. I mean, $300 a day to me is just not...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. But if I don't have anything else to do that day, it's a 2-hour shoot, 3-hour shoot, and I don't, you know, if I just... want to be the VO there because it's my butt. $300.
That's awesome.
That's what I pay my VO.
I think $50 for the authorization and $300 for a VO is definitely reasonable. Well, Vic, thank you very much for clarifying
Absolutely.
This for us. I know this has been a big deal for a lot of pilots wondering, well, you know, what does it cost to rent authorizations? How can I use it? I think you've answered all of these questions succinctly, and I definitely appreciate having you on the show, sir.
Absolutely. And I would like to emphasize something else too, real quick before we're done. As the RP, as the responsible person, you've got to remember that your name is on the authorization. If something goes haywire, guess who the FAA is going to come after first? Not the PIC. He's going to be in the mix. Don't get me wrong, or she. Let's not be sexist here. That pilot, the PIC, is going to be in the mix. But you're going to be the ice cream in the mix, and he's going to be or she's going to be just like the caramel stuff on top. It's not going to be that big of the issue. And them, they're going to get in trouble for obviously whatever they did. But you're going to lose your authorization. You're possibly going to get fined. So you better make sure if you rent this sucker out or you lend it out, you know who's flying.
Well, Vic, thank you again for clarifying that. Really do appreciate it. And guys, if you're listening out there and you have a question, just go to AskDroneU.com and upload it. And again, if you're a member of the DroneU community, you have a vast resource at your hands, which is just another benefit of being a DroneU member. That's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul, and you're listening to the Ask DroneU podcast.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.